China is about to open its latest mega project, the world's longest sea bridge. The 55-kilometre road is slashing travel times between Hong Kong, Macau and the mainland. It is a flashy advertisement for the types of projects China wants to build around the world as part of its Belt and Road infrastructure plan. China correspondent Bill Birtles reports from China's Pearl River Delta.
The Pearl River Delta is one of the most densely populated places on Earth. It's a dramatic mix of lush green hills, hazy tropical waters, and sprawling industrial cities. And now, cutting across the giant estuary that links 60 million people, is a snaking 55-kilometre bridge. Yu Lie is one of the engineers who helped direct the project.
At the peak of construction, there are about 14,000 workers building this bridge and 300 supply ships. It was an extraordinary construction site.
The project is Chinese engineering at its most ambitious. The idea is to build a road from Hong Kong to the gambling hub Macau and then on to the mainland city of Zhuhai. It took decades of planning and 8 years of construction. Cost blowouts, delays and even worker deaths marred the project, but now the first cars are ready to start crossing. Yu Lie.
The bridge makes the Pearl River Delta into a ring road. It not only reduces the driving time from 3 hours to 40 minutes, it also allows for the development of Hong Kong to benefit the other cities on the mainland. It will combine these cities into a globally competitive region.
The engineering challenges for this bridge were immense. Two artificial islands had to be built, propped up by more than 100 massive steel cylinders. Shipping and an airport flight path forced engineers to build a submerged tunnel for a 6 kilometre section. But it wasn't just engineering that was tricky. Hong Kong, Macau and Zhuhai might all be in China, but they're all divided by borders and have different laws, currencies and road rules. Yuan Shijie, an engineer working on the tolling system, says traffic will be limited when the bridge opens.
Initially, the different road rule systems will affect the number of cars that can cross the bridge. So it will only be about 10,000 per day. But eventually that will rise.
China's government says the project is a taste of what China wants to offer the world through its massive Belt and Road infrastructure plan. That would see Beijing lend billions to other countries to build Chinese-made infrastructure. While dozens of nations have signed up, Australia, Japan and much of the Western world is cautious about a plan that would massively increase China's global influence. This is Bill Birtles in the Pearl River Delta, southern China, reporting for PM.